days-long blackout in Venezuela has killed 21 people. At least 21 people, six of them babies, have so far died as a result of Venezuela's shattering nationwide blackout. Opposition leaders charge as they prepare to hold an emergency debate on the crisis in the capital, Caracas. These are not just numbers. These are Venezuelan lives that would not have been lost were it not for the ineptitude of Nicolas Maduro, tweeted Jose Manuel Oliveras, a doctor and opposition politician who is monitoring its impact on Venezuela's already deliberated healthcare system. According to Oliveras' account, 15 patients died in the Manuel Nunes Tovar Hospital in the northeastern city of Maturin after the power went out there following Thursday's outage, which has still not been restored. Two newborn babies died in the Hospital de los Mangeles de Cacha in Caracas, one of which was suffering from severe malnutrition. Oliveras told The Guardian that the number of fatalities would rise as the true extent of the calamity became clearer. The power cut meant it had still not been possible to communicate with many hospitals. On Monday morning, the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who most Western governments now recognize as Venezuela's legitimate interim leader, at least 50 countries, hit out at Maduro, who retains the support of China and Russia. Our people are still living in the threat of a new blackout, while these cynics lie and laugh at pain and death, Guaido tweeted. Venezuela's Socialist Defense Minister, Vladimir Padrino Lopez, claimed the government was working tirelessly to resolve the crisis, which it has blamed on U.S.-backed conspiracy designed to topple Maduro and bring Guaido to power. There were reports that electricity had returned to some parts of Caracas, while the Chavista socialist governor of neighboring state of Miranda claimed electricity had returned to 80% of his territory. However, experts fear the crisis, which may attribute to poor maintenance and corruption, is far from being resolved. Schools and businesses were again ordered to shut on Monday. In my house, we haven't had light since Thursday. There is no water, no phone signal, no light, no nothing, said Ana Ferreira, a student activist from Eastern Caracas. Ferreira said that in the early hours of Monday, an electrical substation had exploded not far from her house. None of us have ever lived through something like this. Not my generation, not my parents, not my grandmother. They say this is like living in a war. Note, from Wikipedia, in February 2018, Socialist President Nicolás Maduro called for presidential elections 4 months before the actual election date. He was declared the winner in May 2018 after multiple major opposition parties were banned from participating. Among other irregularities, many said the election was invalid. Politicians both internally and internationally said Maduro was not legitimately elected and considered him an ineffective dictator. Juan Guaido was the president of the National Assembly of Venezuela, where he was made acting president of Venezuela in January 2019, based on the Article 233 of the Constitution of Venezuela. He has been recognized as a legitimate leader by more than 50 governments.